Money, consumption, status, and power have long driven our culture's pulse. They've shaped our motivations, our behaviors, and our beliefs. But what happens when we give art the same influence? Writers, designers, musicians, photographers, videographers, and the world's most creative minds have the power to heal us, challenge us, and guide us back home to ourselves. In their hands and through their crafts, we find a new world, one where art is a catalyst for powerful change, where self-expression, human connection, and deep empathy are the world's richest assets. This is Art is the New Wall Street with your host, Morgan Short.
Hi, artists and creatives. Welcome to episode one. Let me ask you something. If you were sitting at a dinner with 10 strangers and you couldn't use your name or what you do for work to introduce yourself, what would you say? Here's what I would say. I would say, I am woven from the same threads that bind us all. I am a daughter, an aunt, a sister, and a friend. I am a devoted listener. I am practicing the art of noticing. I am a curator of playful moments that make us feel full of life and brimming with creative energy. I also have an insatiable desire to hold space for artists and creatives, and especially for those who have art within them but have yet to fully embrace it or maybe call themselves artists by name. I fully believe that our stories, the ones that we carry and the ones that we share, have the power to bridge divides. They are not just stories or narratives. They are pathways to transformation. They can heal and they can provide genuine connection. And I believe that all artists' stories should be heard. I am currently casting off a lot of limiting beliefs and shadows. Shadows that begged me to hide. Yeah, I've definitely hidden a lot of myself in the past. And that's because it felt safe to hide my poetry or my art. They felt secure where no one could see them. But that inner critic, the one that screams over and over and over and over again that I'm not good enough, is being silenced by a louder truth that I now know, which is that it is time for artists to be unapologetically seen. And so that's how I would answer the question at dinner. That's how I would introduce myself if I couldn't use my name or explain what I do for work. I love art. And if I were to share a little bit more about how I was nurtured into the person that I am today, I would start by reflecting on my constant need for achievement. I've confused success with love. Let me share what I mean a little bit. Recently, I had a fantastic conversation with someone that I love, and throughout that conversation, he asked me questions like, when's the last time you did something that really scared you? What's your relationship like with being a beginner? Or when's the last time you fully embraced something new, Morgan? What's missing in your friendships? And most importantly, why do you have such a relentless need for approval and validation? And frankly, the answer is that my relationship with being a beginner is not very good. I don't like not being great. I don't welcome fear as much as I wish I did. I like to be in control. And let me give you some background about like why I am that way. I think it goes back to my childhood. I didn't really stand out growing up. I wasn't the top athlete, the best dancer, the most popular, the prettiest, exceptionally smart. I just didn't stand out. And people who are listening, especially my friends and family, might say, that's not true, Morgan, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying those things for pity. It's just how I saw myself, right? And the other part of this is that I was surrounded by people that I thought were, you know, that's how I viewed them. I was surrounded by incredible athletes, great dancers, just wonderful, wonderful people in my circle. And I started to internalize the idea that love was a reward for being extraordinary. I think this belief crept deep into my soul and has infiltrated so many aspects of my life, my friendships, self-worth, and especially my career. I believed that I had to be the best to be loved, which at times has actually made my relationships feel pretty transactional. And that is because I often feel like I need to offer something to compensate for my lack of greatness. Like, I'll bring my time or my skills or my resources to the table just to prove my worth. I just give and give and give. I'm a classic people pleaser. So anyway, just to add, my family dynamics definitely add a layer there as well. Actually, many of my listeners here will probably be my family. So hello, family. Our family gatherings are very rooted in competition and championships. And so I get a lot of my fire around competition through how I was nurtured. It has, however, birthed this like giant fear of losing in me. I hate losing. And that fear often overshadows like the fun of just being in a competition in the first place. But we are learning. I'm learning that life isn't about accolades or accomplishments or appearances. It's about genuine connections and radical authenticity and really freaking cool human experiences. So I am yearning for people who hold space in my life for me to just be me. People who love me for me and not for my achievements. And I certainly need to learn to detach my self-worth from my successes and failures. So I want to embrace fear. I want a life filled with people who cherish me for who I am and not for what I achieve. And I also want peers who encourage me to take risks, even if it means I'll fail along the way. I want to learn from artists who have fallen in love with the act of creativity and not the outcome. So here we are, episode one of a new project, a new podcast, one that I've vowed to flow into and one that I've promised to enjoy the journey of, not focusing on how many listeners I accumulate or likes I get or even how many episodes I put out there. I'm starting this podcast because I believe that musicians, designers, videographers, photographers, dancers, writers, painters, and other artists make the world a more enchanting place. And I want to learn from them, and I want anyone who listens to this podcast to learn from them. So that's me. That's where I'm at in life. And let's talk a little bit about the title, Art is the New Wall Street, and what you can expect from this podcast. On a personal level, Art is the New Wall Street is for 20-year-old Morgan, the one who feels like she must succeed and success is climbing the corporate ladder and making as much money as possible. I wish I would have allowed myself to play more and create more back then. But I'm starting now and I'm letting my creative side take the wheel. Art is my new Wall Street. Creativity is what I want more of in my world. Then you have artists and you have the old stereotype of starving artists. But the thing is, today you can make a living doing your art and you can live an extremely abundant life if you're doing what you love. And I want this podcast to be a show that gives tools and resources and human advice, really, to artists so that they can release their limiting beliefs about, you know, money or imposter syndrome or any other topic on their minds. I want to invite all sorts of artists on to talk about this kind of stuff and learn about their creative process. Okay, so there's a personal drive and there's an artistic drive, and then also there's society as a whole. And where we're at in society has definitely inspired some of this name. I think that a lot of shifts are happening. I see structures that have been in our society that are starting to kind of be put in question. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of those structures started to crumble. I think we've historically really prioritized money over everything. I mean, that's capitalism, isn't it? We're money obsessed and money is power. And this podcast is meant to ask, what happens when we give art that same level of influence? Creativity and art are shaping and transforming our world. So, when was the last time I tried something new? Right now, I'm starting this podcast and I'm just focused on showing up and tuning in, detaching myself from the outcomes. And this is a bit out of my comfort zone, but I'm okay with that because that is where growth happens. I think with anything new or anytime you're trying to level up as a human, the life you're trying to build for yourself is kind of going to cost you your old one. And maybe that's a bit dramatic, but you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone and tune out the noise and maybe say no to some people. And as someone who has been a total people pleaser my whole life, that part is really challenging for me. Saying no is really challenging for me. And guess what? If you're going really hard after a goal or a vision or creating a new version of yourself, you're going to have to shed some layers that are no longer serving you. And that is likely going to include relationships or friends, overconsumption of media or alcohol or Netflix or whatever, and of course, old habits as well. But the people who want what's best for you and who really matter are going to be there on the other side. And if they're not, they're not for you anymore. But circling back to habits, I think this could probably be an entire episode, and maybe I'll do that in my next solo episode. I'll definitely have to ask some of the guests I bring on what their routines are like. But habits and routines, they have really enhanced my creative process. I won't pretend I'm always up at 4 a.m. every single morning, or that I consistently start with exercise, but on the days that I manage to get my morning workout in, the difference is huge in my day. I'm way more ready to focus on whatever comes my way. I can conquer challenges better. And the same with journaling. Like, my journaling practice isn't perfect, but when I take the time to write a few pages, all the clutter is replaced with so much clarity in my mind. And I've often been somebody who just like pushes through all day, but when I take a 10-minute break, when I incorporate that habit into my routine, I usually come back to a project with a different perspective. So, you know, journaling, exercising, taking 10-minute breaks, meditating, whatever it is that you have to do in your routine to set yourself up to be in a creative flow, it's magic when you do that. I think often too, when we talk about creatives or artists, they have some sort of like resistance to routine or habit, almost like, I don't want to be too rigid. And of course, you don't want to be too rigid in routine. But routines don't have to demand perfection or strict schedules. Discipline and precision aren't about rigidity. For me, they're about freedom. I don't see discipline as a cage. It's more like, discipline helps me create a day and a life where creativity is able to flow through me without restriction. It allows me to show up as the most creative and well-resourced version of myself. Routine and habits give us the freedom to create and flow. And what works for me won't work for the next person. You have to find the rhythm that works for you. If you're a creative, the goal is to live your life in a way that's conducive to your art or your most creative self. So for me, that's routine and habits. Right? You have to find what works for you and leave the rest. Speaking of routines and habits, I've set up a structure where I will be able to bring you a new episode every other Monday and sometimes even put out bonus episodes. So come back on Mondays for a new episode. Some episodes are going to resonate more than others for you, and that's great. I would love feedback on what you're liking, what kind of topics you might want to hear. And if you're an artist who wants to come on the show, check out the website and fill out the form I have up there. My guest list is rapidly growing, but I always want to get connected with cool and creative people and would love to bring you on if it's right for both of us. If you're a listener who wants me to explore a specific topic related to creativity, you can also contact me on the site. So that's artisthenewwallstreet.com, and we're also up on all the socials, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I sincerely hope you enjoyed the show and all I have planned for you. The next couple episodes are going to be featuring guests, but I hope to bring you another solo episode here soon. Keep creating, keep making art. Your art is a gift to you and the world. I will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Art is the New Wall Street. If you liked what you heard today, give our show a follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on social media or at artisthenewwallstreet.com. Keep creating, and we'll see you next time.